Well, tonight we have a special treat, and I want those of you that joined us on the Thailand team to come up here, and we're going to share with you 3 weeks ago tomorrow, a number of us went off to go share the love of God to the country of Thailand, and we have the team here as well as we had a couple of alumni. Ernie was from Melbourne, Florida, and then Greta is from Atlanta, Georgia, and so they met us actually in Atlanta Airport. And so we're going to share a little bit about some things that went on. Also, they're going to show some pictures on the screen while we're doing that as well. And also, I want to have you guys go ahead and drop the globe, because, you know, when we talk about the world, I think it's great to see the world spinning around. So I'm going to ask our team leader, Richie King, to start out and kind of let everyone know what went on. First of all, I do want to say this. We were the first trip to leave, the last trip to get back. We had no problems whatsoever. Everybody got their luggage. We arrived on time and no problems whatsoever. But, you know, we believe in the power of prayer. And we also believe, you know, the Bible, you know, talks about, you know, to believe in our prayers and trust God. But unfortunately, some of the people don't know how to pray, and some of the teams had a little bit of issues or whatever. But praise God.
Well, praise God. Meet Thailand 2015. As Pastor Craig has already said, that we had two alumni that were with us and not here tonight. A couple of guys are at work tonight. But we're going to have a few of the guys share a few things in which they experienced during this trip. And listen with your heart, please.
And guys, you can go ahead and show some pictures, too, while they're sharing. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening.
Tell who you are, too, so everyone knows. And tell everyone who you are. And you can step up
yes.
here.
This is fine. my name is Fran Powers, and I'm a third-year student at Rhema in Biblical Studies. And the trip to Thailand was life-changing, as it always is. And if I could share one thing that I walked away with, is the hearts of the people. We had an opportunity to minister and work with many pastors and leaders of the church in Thailand. And the thing that impressed me was their heart. There wasn't talk about my ministry. There wasn't talk about my calling. The words were, "Lord, what can I do for my people?" And it was a strength of knowing who we are in Christ that it just was very, very strong among the people. And the hearts of those, the refugees, there's many, many refugees, especially from Vietnam and Pakistan. Their gratitude was immense for the simplest of things. And it touched my heart deeply. Thank you.
Keep going.
Yeah, we got the whole service. So.
All right. My name is Nick. If I had one thing to share that impacted my heart the most, it was I shared this at Synergy, but it's just it bears repeating, I guess. We went to a boys' detention center early on in the trip, and. The team shared, we did it in a, one team member would preach, one team would introduce, and one would give the altar call. And this particular time was my opportunity to give the altar call. And, it impacted me because I had the privilege of watching 180, roughly, these boys, these prisoners, all tatted up. You could tell they're real rough kids and had real rough lives. The security guard said most of them were in there for thievery and for drugs. And I had the privilege of watching them raise their hand and receive Jesus. And we prayed for healing, and a whole bunch of them got healed as well. That's my thing, so.
I'm going to be the brave one, just because I'm on Rhema stage. Oh, my gosh. Okay, hi, I'm Rachel. there's a couple things I wanted to share. This was my first missions trip. I'm a first-year student at Rhema. And it was, like Fran said, completely life-changing. There was such a... I've been praying for boldness because I had never, like, every time I go to speak in front of people, I'd be freaking out. And there was just a boldness imparted to me, and I knew it was just the Holy Ghost. And when we went, we had a three-night crusade, and when we went there, the first night, it was kind of scattered, but we had a nice crowd, and by the end of the night, we had more people coming off the streets a little bit, but there was a man who worked in a factory across the street. It was actually his factory, and he said to the pastor, the owner of the church we were holding the crusade at, that if we started earlier, he would pay his workers for the next two nights to come for 2 hours. So the next two nights were just full, and we had two different translators. It was crazy. There was Burmese and Thai, and it was super awesome. Just to see how the Word of God penetrated that man's heart, and he paid his workers for 2 hours to sit and listen about the Word of God. Like, that's just mind-blowing, but that's how hungry they are over there. And the last thing I wanted to share was this woman, her baby was in ICU the first night, and she brought the baby to us the next night. And when I had gotten there that night, I couldn't stop praying in the Spirit. It was just so strong, just praying in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. So I just continued to pray. It was about an hour that they were speaking. I wasn't speaking that night. But then when we went to lay on of hands, it was like this woman just walked up to me and basically handed me her baby. She held on to the baby, but it was just like, here. And her faith, it's like when Jesus said that he was marveled by their faith, I was just, I'm a mom, and to take your baby from ICU and bring the baby and just basically hand me her child, I didn't even think about it. I just laid hands on the baby, and I felt the power of God go into that baby like five or six times, and it was just amazing, and I had these words for her. So I'm like calling over an interpreter. I'm like, where's the interpreter? And I was just like, just the Holy Ghost spoke to me, is just telling her that if she just keeps her faith on, she will watch God's hand work over that baby's life every single day. And you could see just the peace on her face. It was amazing, and God is good. He's working everywhere.
Hello, my name is Whitney. I'm a second year student at the college in the core program. This was also my first mission trip and the first time ever being out of the country, so I kind of didn't know what to expect, but it was a very good experience. We had so many diverse opportunities to minister to people. We ministered at the detention center, we ministered at orphanages, we did the crusades, and we did a lot of teaching to ministers in the area. And what I kind of took away from the trip is very similar to what Fran was talking about, was just the unity of the people and the ministers there. They have a very small percentage of Christians. One of our interpreters, I think he said that there's only about 1% 1% of Thailand is Christian, and just the ministers there, they have such a passion and a heart for the people, and they want so badly for their people to be able to hear about Jesus, because there's people there that have never heard about Jesus. And it was a new experience for me, because in this country, it seems like everyone has heard of Jesus, whether they accept him or not. But everyone has heard of him. But there's actually people there that have never heard about Jesus. And that was a new experience for me. And the ministers there, they just really do have a passion for the people to hear about Jesus and to have, you know, people come to know him and receive him as their Savior. And it was just amazing to me, because we worked with a lot of different churches as well. We didn't work with we worked with Rhema in Thailand, but we also worked with several other churches. And it was amazing because when we would work with the other churches, we would see the ministers and pastors from the other churches coming to help at the different events. And it was just amazing. And today I'm in a class about the book of Acts, and Bill Ray was teaching us about the unity of the early church. And when he was teaching us about that, all I kept thinking about was Thailand and how much their churches resembled that because there was such a great unity of the pastors there. And it was a really good experience to see people get saved and healed, and God really is working in those churches. So,
amen. My name is Diego. I'm from Brazil. Last year, me and my wife, we moved to Tulsa. I'm doing third-year pastor. She's doing worship. And before I give a testimony, I'd like to say two things. The first thing is I never missed the liberty to cross my legs before. It was so hard for me. And the second was Thai massage. It's awesome. Yeah. Whole team, we got there. Yeah, it's a good thing. praise God. All the good things come from Him, right? We had a driver. His name was Kun Lek. He got saved in 2011 when another team came to Thailand. And his wife got saved now. That happened because we were in the mini crusades. And he saw the power of God when we were praying for the healing. And he said to me, tomorrow bring my wife. She needs to see the power of God. And they said to him, okay, bring her. We'll be here. And she came the next day. And she has issues with her legs. She could not sleep all the night. And we pray for her. And the next night, she just slept all the way through. And she got saved. And He told me now she's going to the church with him. She's going to be baptized now, and was really awesome. We had a great time.
Amen.
Amen.
Richie, you want to share?
Well, in closing, I know we took up a lot of time here, but I do want to give a shout out to the instructors of Rhema. You taught us to go teach pastors, and some of these students have never been out of the country. Some are first-year students, very first mission trip. We were teaching pastors what we know. And I just want to thank you guys for teaching us to go you there for. Thank you, Pastor Craig, for giving me the opportunity to lead this team. We started out every morning with prayer, what we do here at Rhema, and we try to emulate Rhema to the highest. Give God the praise.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Now, I'll kind of tell you, I wasn't with the team the whole time, but when we first got there, the first thing we did, we got there about midnight on a Friday night, and the next day we did Rhema graduation there. And so, you know, it's an incredible honor, and obviously they consider it an honor for us to do their graduation. I consider it an honor to do their graduation. You know, it's an honor to, you know, we have schools all over the world, but it's an honor and privilege to be there and be a part of their graduations. And it's also so amazing to see how they've emulated as much as they can of our Rhema graduation here, to their graduation. In fact, that they have they have flags that they march through, and those flags represent all the nations, all the different nations that have actually come to Thailand, to the Rhema Thailand there. And so I think there's like 13 different nations who actually have come to study at Rhema Thailand since it's been inception. So, you know, it's just an amazing time to do that. But what also is amazing is there I met one of the instructors now that helps out. He's obviously a Rhema graduate, and since he's graduated, he's planted eight churches since he's graduated from Rhema Bible Training College, Thailand. Eight churches. And actually, the churches that they went to, they might not know, but those were all planted by Rhema Thailand graduates. all the churches that they went to. One of the churches that actually the Sunday after graduation, we that first Sunday, I had the opportunity to minister at Ray Bible Church Thailand, and we had a couple others that went to some of the other churches and ministered in them. I guess it was Fran and Diego. Now, you understand, Diego, his first language is Portuguese, all right, not English. All right, but they had a double interpreters because they had a Thai interpreter, but then they also had some Vietnamese, a large population of Vietnamese that are there. So they had to translate, from English to Thai to Vietnamese. And so I asked Diego, I said, well, how'd you do? He said, well, great, because, they speak English about as good as I do. My interpreter did. So, and so it was, real easy. So, but it was an amazing time. You know, what is also amazing, Rainbow Bible Church, Thailand, and I had the opportunity actually, because of some things going on, I was supposed to minister another church the second Sunday, but it turns out I ministered two Sundays at Rainbow Bible Church, Thailand, there in Bangkok. And, the school actually, they have a location where they meet, that they lease a place, but the church actually right now, they meet in the YWCA. And just like we do, they actually have an offering confession that they do, and real similar to our offering confession. In fact, some of the words are exactly the same, but they've added a few things there based upon some things in Thailand. And one thing that they have added to their offering prayer was they were thanking the Lord for the church having its own property. And I'm here to tell you that someone has actually donated the land for them to build their church property. They still have a few hurdles they have to overcome among the city and getting the right, I guess you might call it zoning. Not really, they have to write to people in the area and see if they want to have a church. Or there's some things they have to overcome. They have to talk to their neighbors, and they've had one around. They decided to go out a little further, and every time they've talked to someone, everyone's been fine about it. The only thing that's a little weird is you have to understand that, so there's only 1% Christian. Most everyone in Thailand's Buddhist, and they have a lot of different things that they think about, and they they're very concerned about spirits and all kinds of things. And so one of the things they're concerned about, one of the things is they don't want funerals nearby. I said they don't mind if there's a memorial service, but they don't want to have the body there. He said, well, Pastor Keith said, well, we can't, if we have to be able to have a funeral for our church members, and so we have to overcome that and things like that. But it's amazing how good God is. And it's amazing, of the things that's going on there in Thailand. Also, I was able to minister to the Rhema alumni. We had they have a monthly Rhema alumni fellowship, and so I was able to minister to that, to our Rhema Thailand alumni who could be there, and it was just a wonderful time to fellowship with those folks, and kind of pour your heart out to them. And spoke a little bit of what I spoke about at Winter Bible Seminar about staying with your branch. And and we have to realize that we have extensions of our church and of our ministry all over the world, and so it's, there's, so we at all times, be in prayer for those folks, and they're in prayer for you, and we should be in prayer for those folks. And if any of you've been to Winter Bible Seminar when we had our worldwide homecomings, and I encourage you to do that. We're having one next Winter Bible Seminar when we have the flag ceremony. It's just an amazing, amazing display of how much we're actually reaching out and touching the entire world. And we were able to go to Bangkok, but they have another campus that's over in northeast Thailand, in a more remote area, and they also have a ministry up into to Burma, or they call it Myanmar now, and there's other Rhema missionaries that are doing also some great works with them, with orphans and all kinds of other folks that are being neglected and all kinds of sexual slaves that they've got out of slavery. I mean, these kids at a young age are being sold into slavery and things, and we've had Rhema grads there that are buying those kids and bringing them up into an orphanage, and it's just awesome what God's doing there in the country of Thailand. But it's awesome what God's doing all over the world. But I don't, if any of you didn't catch what Diego said about Kun Lek, you know, see, it's an amazing thing for us to be able to go on these trips, and every spring break we're going to have trips, so you know, you can start saving your money now. It's open to all church members to come, and you know, you can be a part of that. But what he was saying was Kun Lek, one of their drivers, he actually, it was our trip, Rhema trip in 2011, we brought our students over there, that actually was what caused him to get saved. And then here, you know, 4 years later, 2015, his wife changes her life. And really as a result of some of you guys obeying God to go out and touch the world. And if that's the only thing that happened, that would be incredible. But, you know, I said not only that, you know, in one service, 180 youth turned their lives over to God. You know, like I said, 1% of Thailand are considered Christian. And unlike going down to South America, when you're in South America, you know, a lot of those folks, because of the Catholic Church, and you know, they understand about God, and they have a reverence toward God. And, you know, many of them, like a lot of Americans, Catholics, are not practicing Catholics, but they grew up in a Catholic church. But over there, a lot of people, they don't know who Jesus is. And I know a lot of the team, when they were doing some street witnessing, said it was a different perspective. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you talk about Jesus, you know, and when you're in a country where they were Catholic, they know a lot about Jesus. But there, when you have a bunch of folks that were Buddhists, they don't know who Jesus is. They don't know anything about Jesus. And so it's a little bit, you know, different sharing the gospel over there. But you know, I believe it's, you know, we have a great opportunity to go out and touch the world. And I believe that every Christian should at some point in their life take a mission trip. And I believe that us as a church, you know, we need to help our young people to be able to go and take mission trips. You know, I know that youth went to Columbia this year, but you know, your kids and your grandkids, you need to help them be able to go and experience, you know, what it is, because it's a life-changing experience to see these young adults and to see these, you know, older folks. I mean, you know, just turning to Jesus, you know, and you know, something else too. And I know at the crusade, Ernie, who actually went on a trip last year in Columbia, he actually closed out all the services. And you know, one thing that we always, you know, were sure to do is we had healing before we had healing service before we had salvation, because when people see people they know get healed. And people see, you know, that God is real, you know, then they want to turn their lives around. And you know, none of the team, you know, made any comments, but they had people coming off the streets because it was like an open area. So people were coming off the streets to come in to get healed. You know, so it's just an amazing, amazing thing. And, you know, and of course, we all know what it says in the Bible over in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, when Jesus said, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he who is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. You know, and I always take that literally, going to all the world, because, you know, we have opportunities to go into all the world. But, you know, we also could take it figuratively as, I believe that Jesus commanded you to go into your world. To go into your world. Because, you know, many people are concerned about all the world, but they're not concerned about their own world. They're not concerned about the people they work with, the people that they live next door to, you know, the people that shop next to them at Walmart. You know, even, you know, I know we were at one of our booksellers conventions one time, and actually in Atlanta, Georgia, and one of our young men, that I noticed that every day he was talking to the guy. There was every day they had different workers, you know, janitors and people that were keeping the place clean and cleaning, you know, taking out the trash and whatever. And every time he kept talking to those guys. You know, this guy, there was a trash can that they were controlling close to us, and guys, and I said, man, you've met a lot of people here. He goes, oh, I don't know those guys. He goes, I'm just talking to them, being friendly to them. Because you know what? I mean, this convention's full of Christians, and I bet most people don't even talk to these guys. They kind of overlook them. that they're just, you know, they're just somebody there to help clean up the place. But they're a worthwhile person, you know. Now, he wasn't there trying to get them saved, but he was just there trying to be nice to them, showing that Christians are nice people. You know, and that's the one thing that I always point out where it says that how Jesus and Lazarus, you know, anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good. That Jesus was he did good. He was a good person. And you know, I believe the best way to share the gospel is to be a good person. Is to be an upright person, is to be somebody that's there for people, you know. There to lend a helping hand. You care about people. You know, but it goes on to say, it says, and these signs will follow those that who believe. It doesn't say these signs will follow my disciples. It says that these signs will follow whoever believes. It says, in my name they'll cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly things, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You know, in many times, especially here, we live in America. And, you know, in America, you know, 80% or so claim to be born-again Christians. But I believe that most people believe in the power of prayer. Has anyone ever thought, you know, whenever you have a coworker, you maybe has a headache, maybe not feeling good, ever thought, you know what, can I lay my hands on you and pray for you? Because the Bible says that believers lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And I believe if I lay my hands on you, that you're going to recover. And do you believe that? I mean, how hard would that be? Because many people, they say they believe in prayer. Because I know, some people that are what we might consider marginal Christians, or you didn't know they're a Christian at all, but on Facebook, when they're going through a problem, they said they want everybody to pray for them. And so I believe most Americans believe in prayer. So most Americans would probably let you pray for them. But how many of you do? How many of you, you know, whenever someone's just sick, you know, said, you know what, maybe, you know, is it okay if I pray for you? And I'm not talking about someone has terminal cancer. I'm not saying you can't do that as well, but I mean, someone that's not feeling good that day. A lot of times we don't think about that because we're too busy, you know, having a bad day ourselves or whatever it might be. But the thing about it is we do live in a world, and, you know, I think it's our responsibility to go and touch our world. I do think it's our responsibility to go and touch the world, but I think, you know, if you're not willing to touch your own world, then what are you going to do to the world? You know, many people say, well, you know, I'll pray for people to go out and go. And, you know, and that's fine. But the fact of the matter is you should go to your world and be a light to your world. Now, I'm not saying you have to witness to everybody. I'm just saying just be a light. Just be a good person. Just be a good example of a Christian. Don't be weird, you know, but be a good example as a Christian. Because, you know, that's what Christ needs. That's what being having a Christ-like attitude is. It's just being a good person. You know, and like I said, today we're talking about Thailand, and we've you know, shared about some other trips. But I do want to encourage you. You already know next spring break, we'll be taking more trips. I don't know where they'll be. You know, I don't know, you know, who will go or whatever, but you have an opportunity to go. And now's the time to start saving money, because you know what? If you think about it now, you have a whole year. If you think about it in 8 months, then you don't have a whole lot of time. But I mean, you know, I think it's a great opportunity that we have. And we should always be mindful of the world around about us. And always be mindful that we have connections to all over the world. Now the great thing about this church as well is that we have an opportunity to host students that come from all over the world. And it goes all over the world. So many times that you're able to meet people that you know that will be ministering in different areas of the country and different areas of the world. And so it's a great opportunity. But, you know, we should be more mindful of the world, but more mindful of our own world around about us. Amen? Amen. Well, praise God. It's before 8, so I'm going to stop before 8, so that way you can actually tell Dad that I'll actually let you out before 8. So, you know, I'll let him have that extra 2 minutes that I didn't take today, tonight. You know, amen. Let's all stand up. Before we go, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for each and every person here. And we just thank you, Father, for ministering to them. And we thank you, Father, to help us to have more boldness, to go out and share the gospel to the world, to our world, the people that are around about us and live around about us. Father God, we just thank you for everything you have done and everything you are doing in our midst today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Like Pastor Bob said, you know, invite people to come to church with you this Easter Sunday coming up. Amen. As you see coming down the aisles, some men and some women, if you If you need to get saved, if you need prayer for anything, they'll be down here ready, willing, and able to pray for you for whatever you might need. If you're a man, just go over here. If you're a woman, go over there. If you don't know what you are, talk to one of the ushers and they'll help you out. If you're a first-time visitor, the connection team's in the aisle and they'll take you to a special place where we have a gift for you. And we just want to thank you for coming and being a part of Rhema Bible Church tonight. God bless you. Take care. We'll see you back here on Sunday morning. Have a great night.